You're listening to Boat Radio. I'm Carolyn Sherlock, and this is the Boat Galley. So, you're finally going to spend some time on your new boat. What do you really need to take with you? First off, check your local regulations and make sure that you have the necessary safety gear. Things like life jackets. Boaters tend to call them PFDs, which stands for personal flotation devices. And a throwable life cushion, fire extinguishers, an air horn as a sound device are required in most places. You might also be required to have a VHF radio or signaling flares. What else do you need? Let's start with the galley stuff. If you're just going for an afternoon, a cooler of drinks and a snack will do. But for an overnight, here's my basic list. At first, you can just take some of this stuff from home, like you might do on a camping trip. Then, as you see what you like and what you don't, you can buy stuff for the boat and leave it there. I've written about a lot of these with ideas on items that work well on a boat. But to get started, you really don't need anything special. Here's sort of the bare bones. Some trash bags. Some dish soap, a dish rag, a pot scrubber, and a towel. Knife and a cutting board. A can opener. A mixing and serving spoon. A spatula or pancake turner. Maybe a scraper. A bowl or a pan or a Tupperware to mix and serve things in, a skillet and a saucepan, some plates and bowls, silverware. While I don't really like disposable plates and silverware in general, it can be great for a first time on board. You might want some glasses or insulated mugs. If you're a coffee drinker, be sure to have a way to make some coffee, maybe a thermos to keep it hot. A baking pan, if you're planning to bake anything. A trivet, or at least a towel to put hot pans on. Some bar rags or paper towels. Don't forget a vegetable peeler. I've done that more than once. A couple of Ziploc bags can help. Salt, pepper, and basic spices. Some water. A long-nose lighter to light burners in the grill. And if you're grilling, make sure you have long-handled tongs. Also, make sure you've got fuel for your stove or grill. And if you're taking a pet, don't forget their food and dishes. You'll also need a bit of food, maybe a bottle of wine to celebrate your first night aboard. Keep the meal plan simple, as everything is going to be new. Grab some pillows, sheets, and a blanket too, or else just sleeping bags. And don't forget your clothes, a shower kit, and above all, the toilet paper. Admittedly, long term, you'll probably want more things than what's just on my bare bones list. But if you've never had a boat before, my suggestion is to hold off on buying anything until you've spent some time on your boat. I do have a lot of recommendations and product reviews in the outfitting section of my website. But frankly, I think that the comments there will make more sense after you've spent a few nights on your boat. Even though we had chartered, I'd spent time on friends' boats, and we had extensive camping experience. The first week aboard our own boat taught me so much about how things worked there and what I was going to need. Until next time, have fun aboard.